This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Cleet Boyer going in 5. Cleet Boyer, you're one of baseball's fanciest third basemen. The catches that you make, your whole play around the base is simply outstanding now. Is there one quality that you feel is most important in learning how to play third base?
Well, there's two or three qualities, Cliff. First of all, you've got to study your hitters, and you've got to study your pitchers and know where the pitchers are going to throw to the hitters. Actually, we just play percentage out there most all the time. And
now, let's go a step further. Maybe most players play percentage, but the way you move faster and you move further than so many other third basemen. Now, I was wondering whether how did you acquire this knack? You're not just average. You're not just ordinary. You're superior.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just think the whole secret to the whole thing is just a lot of work out there. I think there's a lot of guys faster than me. I'm not fast. I don't run very fast.
No, you move fast.
I get a good jump on the ball. I think you study, you know, you just kind of watch the ball out of the corner of your eye. You actually don't look at the ball, but you can tell where it's going. You know, you watch it day after day, and you can tell where it's going. And you can usually tell which direction the ball is going in. And if you get that just a split-second jump there, then the average guy can actually go a couple of steps farther than the guy that's really fast.
I suppose one can compare it with base stealing. Speed alone does not make the base stealer. Now, Cleet Boyer, last year you picked up 50 points in hitting. Also last year you hit 18 home runs, more than you've hit since coming up to the Yankees in 1959. You also drove in 68 runs, more than you've ever driven in since joining the Yankees. Now, how do you explain this new power?
Well, I don't know. I think experience has got a little bit to do with that. But last spring, Yogi gave me a 34-ounce bat to use, and I never used a bat over 32 ounces. And I started right in spring training using it. And I took a lot of work down in the batting cage to strengthen my arms up. And I tried to hit the ball more to right field this year because I knew the pitchers were going to try to throw me outside more often than not. And actually, I hit 8 home runs to right field last year, so I guess that's probably the biggest reason for my success I had.
Well, don't be so self-effacing. The point is that I remember when you first came up to the Yankees in St. Petersburg and we first met, and I've seen you develop and grow, and each year you're just a better ball player in every phase of the game. Cleet Boyer, you belong to baseball's most famous baseball family. I was wondering, whenever you brothers do meet, do you talk baseball?
Well, no, we don't really, not very often. I mean, we just talk about different players that we know and stuff like that. But actually, we don't get down to talking business, you know, like how we play hitters and stuff like that. We don't talk that phase of the game. We just talk in general, baseball in general. Of course, that's our whole life is baseball. It has been. It's the only thing I remember is playing baseball. Of course, my older brothers, I was the fifth brother, you know, to sign up, and that's all I did. That's all I ever knew. So that's about all we know to talk about.
Well, I noticed here in spring training, there's a Boyer who's a coach. I remember early years when we would talk baseball, you would mention all the brothers. I was wondering that as you go along each season and as you see more players at bat and as you anticipate, they're hitting the ball possibly down third base, possibly shortstop, the area that you cover. Is there one player that you would say hits the ball hardest? Hardest of all others, regardless of whether where it goes or anything like that, but the way you handle balls, is there one batter who hits the ball harder than all others?
You mean to me? Well, I tell you, I have a lot of trouble with Bob Allison. He seems like he hits more balls to me and harder than anybody else. And Colavito also hits me a lot of ground balls, but he hits me slow grounders, and then he hits me a few shots too, you know. But I think Allison is the most consistent as far as hitting the ball hard down to third base.
There's an old saying in baseball, Cleet, you know this, of course, that as seasons go on, the pitchers get to know the batters a little better, and by the same token, the batters get to know the pitchers a little better. Do you think one of the reasons that you've improved, and there are several reasons, you think one of the reasons might be that you really have gotten to know those pitchers so much better?
I think that's a whole secret to hitting. I think a hitter can adjust to a pitcher better than a pitcher can adjust to a hitter. If you've got a lot of potential with the bat, then you can overcome, I think, most of your defects And I know that's myself. I know a lot of young ball players come in and they throw real hard, and some of them's got real good curve, and actually I don't know what they're going to throw. And but when you get to studying them, then you get an idea what they're going to throw. And I think that's why Williams is probably the greatest hitter that I've ever seen, is because he studied so much, and he knew he could just about know what every pitch is going to be.
I was with Sam Hughes in St. Petersburg the other day, and he told me that when he was in his prime, which is the way he put it, that he could tell when the ball was 15 feet away from him, he could tell exactly what the ball was, and then he could pick out his pitches and hit them to any part of the whichever field he wanted to. But, Cleet Boyer, as always, it's nice talking with you. The name, Cleet Boyer, occupation, baseball player, in my opinion, the best third baseman, the team, the New York Yankees. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the spring training camp of the New York Yankees.